Hi, I'm Dr. Henry Black. I'm a clinical professor of internal medicine at the Langone New York University Medical Center in New York City, former president of the American Society of Hypertension. There's been a very, very interesting study recently published about the Mediterranean diet. The news media loved it. Patients loved it. But it's a very important study for many, many reasons. It was large, about 7,400 individuals from the Mediterranean area, primarily from Spain. And what they did is they compared three diets, two so-called Mediterranean diets, one supplemented with extra virgin olive oil, one supplemented with nuts, compared to a low-fat diet, which we tend to consider the appropriate thing for heart disease and stroke prevention. The interesting thing about this study is that these were very high-risk people. More than 80% were hypertensive. About 40% had diabetes, and they were on multiple medications. Usually, we start with a diet as a platform, and we add medicines rather than start with the medicines and change the diet. The problem with all nutritional studies thus far, with one or two exceptions, is that they've been very small. They use surrogate endpoints. They don't have outcomes. And people get very confused. One day you recommend this diet, one day that diet. And what do we do? Well, the important thing about this Mediterranean diet was that there was a 30% reduction in the primary endpoint, which was a combination of stroke, MI, and death. A very important endpoint, of course. The only one of those that was individually significant was stroke. And what we saw, considering that weight loss was not recommended, exercise was not necessarily recommended, the people in the Mediterranean diet got extra sessions at the beginning, but which was not seen at first in the control diet, the low-fat diet. But then they added that later on. And the study was actually stopped early because the Mediterranean diet was successful. So right now, they also looked at whether adding walnuts was better than extra virgin olive oil or the opposite. They both had pretty much the same reduction. So finally, one of the things that we've heard is that there's no outcome studies using a nutritional intervention. That's no longer the case. And this became so important, I think, that when I went to my local Trader Joe's, I couldn't get walnuts. They were taken off the shelf. So a lot of people have heard about it, and I think this is a good way to eat. Thank you very much.